Bonjour tout le monde. On this week's edition of The Arts Page, Jamaica gears up to host the Francophone Film Festival. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Please, stay with us.
It's somewhat of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you think about your classmates.
Math
to be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because
math counts.
Lovers of French culture have been enjoying a week of activities as Jamaica celebrates French Language and Francophonie Week from Saturday, March 12 to Sunday, March 20. And as soon as the celebrations come to an end, enthusiasts will have little time to rest as the Francophone Film Festival will start 2 days later on Wednesday, March 23. The Alliance Française de la Jamaïque has joined with the diplomatic missions of Belgium, Canada, and France to show one film every Wednesday until April 6 at the University of the West Indies, Mona. The festival, which was started almost four decades ago, is one of the biggest foreign language festivals held in Jamaica and attracts patrons from all over.
So over the years, we've seen several Francophone diplomatic missions. So this year we have France, Canada, and Belgium. In the past, we've had Haiti and Senegal on board. The more diplomatic missions we have is the more films we've been able to show from different regions. This year, what is really good about it is that in addition to films, there's also a gastronomy aspect to it. So persons will be able to come and discover not only Francophone culture, but Francophone food as well.
Acting Executive Director at the Alliance Française de la Jamaïque, Stephanie Daly. For this year's event, a variety of French, Belgian and Canadian films will be on show, ranging from drama to documentary and romantic comedy. The aim is to transport audiences all throughout the Francophone world, through the plains of Mali, to a group home in Montreal, to a tough classroom in a Paris suburb, and football fields in Africa. No, in addition to the Wednesday movies starting on March 23, there will be a special double film treat on Saturday, April 2 in the Neville Hall Lecture Theatre 1 beginning at 7 p.m. The night will start off with Sans S'entendre, a docufilm about students attending school in an underprivileged neighborhood. Afterwards, beginning at 9 p.m., will be Gabrielle, a film about a developmentally disabled young woman bearing the same name, and how she manages her relationships and external prejudices. All other movies start at 7 p.m. and will be screened in the multipurpose room at the UE Main Library. All movies are subtitled in English and the festival is free of cost. The Francophone Film Festival pre-launch will be held at the Embassy of France on Sunday, March 20, a great way to celebrate International Day of the Francophonie, Francophonie being speakers of the French language. Again, the festival will continue from Wednesday, March 23 to Wednesday, April 6 at the University of the West Indies, Mona. For more information, contact the Alliance Française de la Jamaïque at 978-6996. The complete film program is also available on the Alliance website at alliancefrjm.org. And remember, all films will have English subtitles. We've come to the end of today's program, but join us next week. Until then, I am Vanessa Silvera, wishing you a great weekend.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
The symptoms of influenza A, H1N1, formerly called swine flu, are fever, cough, sore throat, runny nose, nasal stuffiness, muscle aches, shortness of breath, extreme tiredness, and in some cases nausea and vomiting may occur. Washing hands regularly with soap and water will help to protect you from the influenza virus. A message from the Ministry of Health.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.